A bad boy graffer turns a corner, a people pleaser has an uncomfortable trip to the hairdressers, and an uncontrollable giggling fit.
Yes, lots of local news coming up today in your Daily Batuta. I know it is your favourite section of the Batuta Advocate, Errol Parker. It's Monday, the 11th of October. I'm Wendell Hussey. How are you going?
And I'm Errol Parker. Had a fantastic weekend. And congratulations to all those people down there in Sydney who are getting out of their archaic and brutish lockdown. I hope this is your last one.
Freedom.
I hope you can join us all in the developed world.
Enjoy a Monday evening doing whatever it is you want to do. Now, we are going to start off with some news from here in town now, and a former bad boy graffer has been forced to swallow his pride and agree to a family-friendly council mural gig.
After identifying an abundance of graffiti on the sides of public buildings, the Batuta City Council have recently decided to fight fire with fire and commission local street artists to paint murals too good to deface. And that means it's a new era for graffiti artist Scott Cregan, who has decided to reluctantly commit to a new way of expressing his art. So, Scotty began painting the soul-destroying mural as his friends and 15-year-old self silently branded him a sellout, before tagging his own work with a couple of dicks for old time's sake.
This is growing up, hey? In some more adult news, a people pleaser has taken on third-degree burns rather than tell the hairdresser what is happening to her scalp.
Yes, Batuta Plains local Millie Connor is recovering today after having some chemicals sear her scalp on Saturday. After enjoying a haircut at a hairdresser's, funnily enough, as we do here in the Channel Country, Millie said that the idea of being assertive and telling the hairdressers it felt like her skin was peeling off her cranium left her feeling too anxious. So instead, she just channeled all of her inner strength and just clenched her jaw through the painful ordeal.
Yeah, fair. I've never once told my hairdresser I don't like my haircut, and quite often does happen to be the case.
Whoever said the meek will inherit the world is a fucking idiot, Wendell.
Yeah, no sense in that. Wrapping up now with one more local story, and the source of a girlfriend's giggling has been revealed as the new Inspired Unemployed video appears on the Instagram feed.
Yeah, a local girlfriend raised eyebrows in her share house over the weekend after curling into a bit of a ball of laughter and losing the ability to speak. And with her boyfriend trying and failing to get to the bottom of the uncontrollable giggling, he said everything became apparent after he refreshed his newsfeed and saw popular creators The Inspired Unemployed had released a new video.
Yes, I think that's a case that is quite common for a lot of boyfriends there.
Yep, not that I'd know. I'm 46, Wendell.
Well, Errol, unfortunately, we don't have a quote of the day. We had to rush in here this morning, and the boys again are knocking on the booth. As always, we're late on a Monday morning, yeah?
I'll give you a quote.
Yep.
Be good to your mother.
Yeah, very nice. Lovely, Errol. Let's leave it at that. See you, everyone. Have a good day.
Happy Monday.